Hello, and welcome to Catholic Women Lead, a podcast brought to you by Catholic Women in Business. I'm Elise Gallagher.
And I'm Taryn DeLong, and we're co-presidents of Catholic Women in Business.
Whether you're a working mom, a young professional, or business veteran, fitting work in between nap times and kid pickups, or discerning your next steps, Catholic Women in Business is a resource and community for you to grow professionally and spiritually alongside other women.
On this podcast, we're sharing tips, advice, and inspiration from leading Catholic businesswomen to help you grow your career or business faithfully. We believe in what Pope John Paul the Great called the feminine genius, and we're here to help you tap into yours and use business to make the world a better place.
Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
Did you know Catholic Women in Business has a new membership community? It includes a monthly mastermind meeting featuring an hour of learning and half an hour of breakout discussion and networking. As a member, you'll also have access to recordings of each mastermind meeting, access to a member business directory, exclusive podcast episodes, and more. As a podcast listener, you can get 15% off your membership. Go to catholicwomeninbusiness.com/membership and use discount code podcast for 15% off. That's catholicwomeninbusiness.com/membership and discount code PODCAST. Your community of faithful Catholic women in business is waiting. We'll see you there.
Hi, Taryn. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
How are you doing?
I am good. The weather's nicer. Easter's here. I'm in the sweet spot of the middle of the pregnancy, so life is good.
I love to hear it. I love to hear it. I'm good. We are just in the middle of getting over sinus infections / allergies here at the Gallagher household. So we're on the up. This past week felt like we went back into Lent. We were really tested in living out the resurrection. But as I wrote in our April email, our newsletter, our CWIP newsletter, the last 3 weeks of Easter have been a reminder that joy is found not in our circumstances, but in the Lord himself and our relationship with him. So it has been a good few weeks of Easter, but I loved how this year it coincided with the beginning of a new quarter, the beginning of April 1st, and the weather really changed right around Easter to being warmer and sunnier. It really felt like a full Easter season at hand. Sometimes Easters can be so cold and rainy, and now it's definitely ushered in spring.
Yes, I feel like here in North Carolina, a lot of times Easter is like really hot when it's like well into April. And I feel like we start spring before Easter. So it was nice to kind of have that happen at the same time. And it was like the weather was reflecting the liturgical calendar, which doesn't always happen in the Southeast.
Yeah, love it when that happens. Well, what have you been up to, Taryn? We've been really busy at CWIB and in our author lives as we wrapped up the copy edits for our new book and have prepped for some new changes at CWIB too. So how have you been?
I've been good. We went to check the mail before lunch and there was a mailer from Ave Maria Press announcing some of their upcoming releases and our book was on it. And I think I jumped up and down outside of our mailbox.
Aww.
I'm so excited. And it's now hanging on our fridge, like next to my daughter's artwork.
So. I love it. It's your piece of art. Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. That's so exciting. I haven't seen the mailer yet. You sent me a photo, but I'm very excited to see it. It still feels very surreal. I was processing because we really are in the last couple of weeks, we've been going back and forth with our editor a little bit about some last tweaks and edits to the book. And I realized as I was processing that I feel like I have book hangover. Like I keep thinking back, like, wait a sec. I was actually journaling last night for the first time in a very long time. And I said, I feel like this book hangover. I'm like, wow, we actually did that. Like, I don't know how we did it, but we did it. And it's so strange to not feel like it's hanging above my head, you know, like another thing I have to do before I can go to bed at night, or add it to our to-do list. So there's already been so much fruit that's come from it, mainly just this your relationship. I feel that you and I have deepened during the writing process. That's been such a joy and a gift. So it, yeah, it's been strange to be post book writing stage.
Yes. I feel like it's like when you're in college and at the end of the semester, you like wake up in the middle of the night or like suddenly during the day, you're like, I have to be studying. And then you realize that you don't have to be studying. Right. I definitely had like a period after we turned in the manuscript where we didn't have any edits back yet, but we finished writing. And I was like I put my daughter down for a nap in the afternoon and I'd be like, okay, I have to go work on the book. And then I was like, what did I do with my time before?
Right? I know. Yeah. It's kind of like when you are a mom or you're not a mom yet, and then you become a mom and you're like, oh, what did I do with my life beforehand? I had so much time. You never have enough time, whatever stage of life you're in, I promise. But yes, Easter has been fruitful for us. We went to visit my in-laws at their beach home for Easter, which was lovely. And we went to Mass with my brother-in-laws and Hunter and the girls and I, and it was a new to us church. So it was a little sad that we weren't at our home parish, but it was still a beautiful Mass and it was packed. I always am so inspired. I know people sometimes just, you know, look down upon the Easter Christmas Catholic crowd, but it is just so awesome to see the church packed when it's, you know, when it was Easter. It was just so lovely to see everyone crowded in. I mean, people were literally standing outside the door to hear Mass and
participate.
It was really, really awesome to see. Yeah, it was a great Mass. And we have kind of picked up a few things as a family. Our schedule somehow, I knew it was going to pick up in April as spring started to come on. But now we're here. The season of craziness is here. I know I've heard from older moms that, you know, May is always the month of the year. It's like May and December. They're just literally insane. And I don't even have school age kids, but we have, we're traveling for the first time, pray for us, with the girls on an airplane in a couple of weeks to see my goddaughter receive her first Holy Communion. We have family birthdays, we have Mother's Day, I have my sister-in-law's bridal shower in May, so is a lot coming up in May, and I've just been mentally and physically preparing for the craziness that will be May. So it's, yeah, April's been, I definitely like this transition month, I feel like, post-Easter, is just preparing for the craziness of May and the summer while also trying to remain peaceful and soak in, you know, the liturgical season.
Yeah, it's so funny, and maybe you experienced this too, because your second pregnancy was not like right during COVID. Like our first, both of us had like a COVID pregnancy.
Yes.
Just to use some shorthand. And I was working full time then, but I was working from home, and the pregnancy lasted, it felt like it lasted forever, but that's because like COVID time for everybody, I think, was just really long. And with this one, I'm like, I have so much to do. And I'm like 20 weeks now. I'm halfway there. We're not going to get everything done. And my husband's like, what do we need to get done? Like, we're having another girl. We already have all the stuff we need. And I'm like, we got to get the furniture ready. And like, I don't know. I'm in like full on nesting mode. And I feel like our house has to be perfect. And maybe I should be settling more into Easter and just like having some peace, because the baby does not care what her room looks like.
Been setting up in the nursery.
Yes. So we're like reshuffling everything in our house because my older daughter is very noisy. And so we don't think that the baby years are the right time for them to share a room, since we have enough space that they don't have to. So we're moving stuff around. And we've got a bunch of furniture that we got handed down to us when we had my first daughter. And my husband's, he's been busy refinishing it and getting it ready. And so I'm probably putting lots of pressure that he doesn't really need, because again, the baby does not care what her room looks like. But yeah.
It is fun. Fun. Like the room settled.
Yeah. Yeah.
My girls are 2 and 3 and still in separate rooms right now. So yeah, I don't know. That will be a transition in of itself. As far as work goes, I've had a lot of transition where I am in a family owned law firm. I'm not a lawyer, but I work as our COO. So making sure all of our systems and processes are working. We have 8 different department heads, VPs that I work with on a daily basis. And we're in the middle of my dad, who's the owner and CEO of the firm. He'll be stepping back in the fall. So we're in this transition season, gosh, lots of transitions going on, of figuring out how to make sure everything, you know, still runs on time, if he's not a part of the process. So if anyone out there has experience in succession planning for family-owned businesses, hit me up on Instagram, because I'm interested in talking to you. But we've been doing a lot of planning recently. I feel like the year is planned out. I know how you, like, you know when you're having a baby, you know when you're traveling. I know when we're traveling, what we're basically doing this year. I actually started a note the beginning of this year, which was really helpful with all the major dates that we have as a family, like when we're traveling or I have some speaking events or when the book is being released. And I shared that with my mother-in-laws and my husband and a couple other family members. So that's been really helpful to have everyone on the same page of like when we're visiting, what family members, we even know like who we're spending the holidays with already. My planner self was on this, the beginning of this year, which I'm grateful for because it's going to be a crazy year still.
That's a really good idea. Because usually I feel like we get close to the holiday and then we're like, oh, we should talk to my family, talk to your family. What are we doing? But I think now, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'm not going to probably want to be traveling.
No, absolutely not.
I feel like I have planned out until baby comes and then our book comes out. And other than that, like the rest of the year is just going to be, I think, quiet and lots of meals and waking up.
So wonderful. Awesome. Well, we have a great episode today. We're going to be talking about our book title and some new upcoming events within Catholic Women and Business and announcements there. So, Taryn, why don't you go ahead and share our book title?
Okay. And big shout out to the Ave Maria Press team because they worked a lot with us on the title and they were great as well. We're very excited about it. So the title of our book, which is coming out on November 1st with Ave Maria Press, is Holy Ambition, Thriving as a Catholic Woman at Work and at Home.
Yay! It is one of those things that I feel like we went back and forth about probably since, June or July last year, almost a year that we've been going back and forth about. Yeah. I definitely stared at it for a long time. I first got that email. I was sitting in my office at work and looking at my phone. And I was like, okay, this is it. So this thing's really like, you can't believe that it's finally here. What do you think about it?
I think I cried when I saw it for the first time because we had given Ave Maria like a list of our ideas. And I think they kind of took those and looked at their audience and, you know, what would work well with them. And then they put together this title and I think it just beautifully puts together everything that we talk about in the book. I think the concept of ambition is something we really focus on in the book and what that means as a Catholic woman to be ambitious. I also love that they put at home in the title too. So it's not just at work because I mean, I think, especially since COVID, but modern women there's not like this like working mom, stay-at-home mom, like working woman versus housewife thing. And even if you don't have children, work doesn't necessarily look like it used to. And so I love that it captures that integration, like what you and I love to talk about you're a Catholic woman and you're you at work and you're you at home and you're all the same person and work is sometimes at home and just one big, beautiful, messy life. And I think the title points to that a little bit and that kind of focus that we had in the book as well.
Absolutely. If you are new here to Catholic Women Business and Catholic Women Lead, just know Taryn and I are obsessed with integrating work and family life as Catholic women and knowing that we, in order to serve in our vocations, cannot exclude one. from the other. We can't work as if we don't have kids or a family, and if you're not a mom, and you can't, you know, and we want to be true to the desires and dreams that the Lord puts on our hearts and to follow those, because those are callings that he, you know, places on our hearts to use our gifts and talents to bring about his goodness and his work within the world. I wish I had like thought of that term years ago. I wish I had known it when I was in college. And you and I have talked about like, this is the book that we wish we had had in high school and college and early post-grad, because as we were writing it, that's really who we were thinking of. Yes, the women in their, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, who are taking that next step in their lives, but especially those young women who maybe are discerning their vocations right now. That's really who I had top of mind as I was writing. During the Easter season, I think maybe it was just because of the weather or because it was this time a couple of years ago, I was thinking about the specific instance where I was at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York with my mom for Palm Sunday. And it was a very distinct moment. I think I've shared this on the podcast before, where the Lord communicated to me very, you know, it's just a voice within my heart, and told me that I would be leading a community, writing about, like, he really communicated like this piece of writing that would expand upon how women bring about the Lord's life into the world through their work. And I didn't know if that meant, Hunter, I've played around with the idea of me getting my MBA or my doctorate in business. And I thought, oh, maybe that would mean like a dissertation or something. And I just sat with it for like 18 months, which now looking back, wasn't really that long of a time for the Lord to just say like, wait and see. Because then 18 months later, excuse me, you asked me to co-write, and I was so happy to do so. And, you know, we started this journey with Ave Maria Press. So it's just wild to me. Now I can look back, you know, post-writing and see this journey over the last few years that the Lord's had us on, from you coming on as co-president of Catholic Women in Business and Lord saying, hey, you know, I want you to bring this piece of work into the world, to Ave Maria, you know, starting this conversation with you, you asking me to co-write, and now we have a title. It's just wild. The Lord is so good.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And we're going to have cover soon, very soon. Yes. So we will plaster that on Instagram for everyone to see once it's ready. But the title, yeah, I'm kind of obsessed with it.
I love it. And we have another announcement, which is very exciting, about Catholic Women in Business. So for the last Catholic Women in Business, we'll be celebrating its, 1 second, sixth year in November. Actually, oh my gosh, Taryn, November 1st. Sorry, I just realized that our first blog post on our website went live November 1st. I just realized this. You guys, this is in real time. Wow. It's like icing on the cake.
Oh, nice, my little gosh. Board.
Thanks. Yeah. Wow. That's wild. Anyway, since the beginning of CWIB, we've had this dream of people meeting in person. You know, I've had the idea maybe in the beginning of it being like more of a business mastermind for entrepreneurs. And as the company has expanded and our community has expanded to women working with all types of backgrounds, you know, the idea of just women connecting over their desire to integrate their faith and their work, whatever that may look like. We have gotten a lot of requests for people to meet in person. So Taryn and I have thought for, gosh, Taryn, it's been at least two or three years.
Yeah, probably. And I think it's good that we were just virtual, because during COVID, we didn't have to change anything. We were already doing virtual meetups, right, and that was super easy. But I think coming out of COVID, you and I really wanted to do something in person. And I think a lot of the women in our community do too, because we all missed that during COVID. And it's the virtual stuff is great. I mean, Elise and I, we didn't meet in person until last year. But there's still something. I mean, it was very special when we finally got to meet in person. So, yeah, we've heard all of you who have said that you want that.
Yes. Yeah, so Catholic Women in Business is officially this spring launching in-person meetups. We will be launching at the end of May. And we are going to have small groups. So we are in the middle of gathering a list of hosts of women across the country who are open to hosting small groups of women. We will have themes for those small groups, so questions for you guys to come together in fellowship to discuss what your work looks like right now, how you can help each other problem solve issues that you're having, whether you're a small business owner or you're a freelancer or you're working full time outside of the home, whatever that may look like for you. We want you guys to connect with one another and reap the benefits of each other's wisdom.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see how it goes. And if anyone's interested in hosting, we're going to have a form set up on the website, but you can always email us with questions or if you are interested in getting involved.
Absolutely. You can go to catholicwomenandbusiness.com/meetups, all one word, and you can go ahead and sign up for our wait list to either host or join a group that will be meeting hopefully close to you. So make sure to go to catholicwomenandbusiness.com/meetup, and we hope that you join us in person. I'm hoping to have one in Baltimore, Maryland in June. So that'll be super exciting.
We've been talking so much about this and about having women in our community host. And then the other day I thought, oh, I'm a woman in our community. I could host one. So everyone stay tuned for one in the Raleigh area.
Yes. Not that you don't have enough going on with, baby coming, but
well, no, it will not be in September.
Be in the fall, but that's totally fine. Yeah. Maybe someone can take over in your stead. But we have a really exciting mastermind coming up soon as well. Taryn, do you want to talk about that?
Yes, at the end of the month, so you still have time to join the membership community before the next mastermind. Rose Folsom is going to be presenting about virtue and business, which is kind of her thing. She loves to talk about virtue and work with Catholic professionals, business professionals on growing in virtue. She was on the podcast in December for our Advent episode. So we'll include a link to that episode in the show notes. And if you listen to it, I guarantee you're going to want to come to our mastermind meeting, because she's just really lovely. She's just a lovely person. And I think she's going to have really great things to say and to lead a great discussion on virtue and what role it plays in business and how to grow in virtue.
Absolutely. Yeah. Rose is so wonderful and wise and just rich with help other women. I've really benefited from relationship with her. She's just incredible. Well, thanks, Taryn. Do you have anything else you want to talk about, Ed?
I don't think so. We'll have a bunch of links for this episode. We'll also include a link to the landing page of the book on Ave Maria Press's website. Hopefully it'll definitely have a cover soon, but you can pre-order it without the cover if you truly don't judge a book by its cover, you can read their description there and pre-order a copy.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for listening today. Please make sure to catch up on the latest Catholic Women in Business blog posts. They're on CatholicWomenInBusiness.com. And thank you, as always, for being a part of our community.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Women Lead. We hope you feel inspired in your vocation as a Catholic woman in business. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend or colleague. And don't forget to rate and review our podcast on iTunes. You can also join us on Instagram at Catholic Women in Business or in our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/Catholic Women in Business. Until next time, we'll be praying for you.